We repeatedly asked Oakland's Mayor Ron Dellums and Congresswoman Barbara Lee for interviews. Both declined. I was able to speak with Howard Jordan, an official with the Oakland Police Department. I asked him about the man who was arrested and reportedly confessed to killing journalist Chauncey Bailey. 19-year-old Devondre Broussard was a handyman at Your Black Muslim Bakery. Here's Assistant Police Chief Howard Jordan.
This investigation is still ongoing. We are continuing to look at other people that may be involved. Mr. Broussard's case is being reviewed by the district attorney's office, and he's got some court dates coming up where he has to enter a plea and so on and so forth.
Now, you just heard from Christopher Hitchens and where he criticizes Mayor Ron Dellums, Congresswoman Barbara Lee, also the Oakland Police Department, for basically turning a blind eye. And I'm wondering what your response is to what he said just there.
I believe it's inaccurate. We have several investigations into the bakery in the past. And the one most recently was when they vandalized the liquor stores. All the people that were involved in that, I think it was 7 or 8 of them, were charged and are pending prosecution here in Alameda County. In addition to that, we were the investigating agency that investigated the senior Yusef Bey on the child sex cases in the past. We've had other attempts to investigate allegations against members of the bakery. However, we were unable to proceed because of either lack of evidence or lack of cooperation from some of our victims and witnesses in this case.
Now, a newspaper there in Oakland, the East Bay Express, had a series of articles, investigative articles, about this bakery and found that there was a virtual crime wave unleashed by this bakery that did not get the kind of attention that it ought to have been. This is the allegation in the newspaper.
I can only speak to the ones that we're aware of. We had a confrontation with them. I'm not sure. It was probably in the late 90s or so. I think we made some arrests, and the DA refused to prosecute them any further than the time that they were in jail for, and I'm not sure why that is. We had other cases that we were investigating.
And which cases are these?
That's the kidnapping and the torture case that occurred in May of this year.
Kidnapping and torture of who?
2 women. I can't release their names.
Allegedly by members of the Your Black Muslim Bakery.
Yes.
The East Bay Express journalist who wrote this investigative series was then targeted by members of the Your Black Muslim Bakery. He was followed. He was harassed. He received death threats. He had to go underground for 6 months, he writes, because he was so afraid for his life. Chris Thompson has a column that was published a couple of weeks ago where he said that if the Oakland police is successful in its current prosecution and investigation at the Your Black Muslim Bakery, that they will be very successful in cutting a big tumor out of the city's heart. Those are his words. Basically saying that this bakery was responsible for a disproportionate share of crime in Oakland. Is that true?
Part of it. We are still investigating the level of violence that they were responsible for. We have 2 unsolved murders right now that occurred this year that we think they were responsible for, but we haven't been able to prove that.
How big a criminal enterprise do you think the Your Black Muslim Bakery is or was?
It's hard to tell. The open cases that I talked about are the only cases that I'm aware of right now that they're responsible for, in addition to some financial crimes that they were involved in that we're actively investigating as well.
And financial crimes, these are?
This is identity, you know, where they use fictitious names to buy real estate property and have fictitious credit cards to obtain services and purchasing vehicles under different names and defaulting on loans.
So you're talking about a wide-ranging identity fraud operation.
Yes.
Looking back at the mid-90s, you sort of alluded to this earlier, but was there a feeling that this group is sort of hands-off, that perhaps things happen there, but you really shouldn't pursue it?
No. There was never any attempts by other people outside the department to dissuade us from investigating this bakery or members of the bakery.
Well, Howard Jordan, Assistant Chief for the Oakland Police, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, you're welcome.